Hello, my name's Philippa Waller.
My name is Penelope Waller, and we are two of the directors at 4D Human Being.
And welcome to the 4D Human Being podcast. What's it all about, Pen?
It's all about your personal and professional relationships. It's about your communication skills, how you lead, how you work and build teams, how you are looking after yourself and your well-being, and how you are much more at choice. What do we mean by that?
Well, sometimes we can get a little caught in patterns in life, and we can all be a little bit on our automatic pilot. So 4D Human Being is all about helping us get back to choice and being a four-dimensional human being. And your fourth dimension, of course,
is intention. So whether it's about your impact, your leadership style, your team dynamics, whether it's about your well-being, whether it's about your communication or your presentation skills, anything that involves human beings interacting with other human beings, 4D Human Being are here to help.
We're going to take a deep dive and look at some tools, insights, theories that are going to help you go from a 3D human doing to a 4D human being so that you can happen to the world rather than the world simply happening to you.
Hello and welcome to the show.
I mean, life is a bit of a show, which actually is going to be a super segue. You have still got lipstick on your teeth.
I haven't.
You have. It's all around here. This is what happens beyond a certain age.
I mean, it's just one of those days today, Phil. Do you know what?
You've still got lipstick on your
teeth. Do you know what?
You've still got...
It's like you said about the woman it's like you said about the woman in the yoga class who had a visible patch line. It's not that you're unaware. It's that you don't care.
That smacks of defeatism.
I don't care. I don't think anybody can see the lipstick on the teeth.
Yeah.
So the dog's coming in.
One dog. Okay. But this is life, isn't it?
Yes.
This is real
life. Well, it's not... Now, hang on a minute. I'm not saying that life is about giving up and not caring.
No, definitely not.
But just for the sake of the next half an hour or so, I'm just going to accept there's some lipstick on my teeth.
It's fine. No one cares. No one cares, actually. That's the truth. There's more important things.
Exactly. So today,
bigger things going on in life.
Oh, very.
I think it's an existential looming.
I know we were talking about that this morning. I'm undecided if that is actually true or whether actually life is just fine and carrying on as usual.
Well, also, I always...
And has always been.
Well, I always think of existential crisis. Always think of the Black Death, because when people...
Because
when people say, never has there been such an uncertain time, I'm like, a third of the population was wiped out in the 14th century.
Pretty
uncertain.
Yeah.
You know, nailed up in your own house.
So I think
bring out your dead.
Skipping through the poppy fields.
Stability. Stability is us.
Exactly. I'm not going to worry about a bit of lipstick on my teeth.
Exactly.
So today we were going to do a sort of wrap up. Of the four energy.
Saving energy.
Putting the fears back into 2024. But we've decided, we think we've done quite a bit on those topics. So we've decided.
Which is very quickly.
Yes.
Save yourself energy physically, emotionally, intellectually, intentionally. Physically, regulate your nervous system and stop tensing your muscles. Emotional, just stop letting that dimension drive the bus. Like, that is just, don't get entangled in the magic.
Enjoy the emotions, allow the emotions.
Yeah, but just don't turn up to every argument and drama you're invited to. Intellectual, stop that intellect thinking it can solve everything. Because as we've just said, life is uncertain.
Yeah.
It just wants to go round and round and round. Justify. I'm right, they're wrong. What else? It's all nonsense. Pitching you into the future, too much anxiety, pop it on the sofa, tell it to stop talking.
I'm in it at the moment with the street parking wars.
WhatsApp with the madness. And intention, stop wasting time on what you should be and just take a breath and be who you want to be. And that
is a brilliant summary.
Super segue into
intentionality,
which is what we really want to talk about. Whether it's life, home, work, relationships, dreams, hobbies, ambitions. We're going to say this phrase and then we're going to explain it. Become the thing and success will come to you rather than sitting wondering what
you need to do.
You need to do
to get
to the place. Become the thing.
Yeah, so we talk about
you know, a very dear friend of ours. So this is one of the sort of first things he said to me when we started this work, and I didn't really get it.
He said, you need to become the thing.
Become the thing. And I didn't really understand what he meant. Of course, now I totally understand what he meant. But this is the difference between seeing your future self as being something, or thinking, I would love to be somebody who, or I'd love a job that was this, or, you know, looking forward and thinking, there's something that I want.
Yeah.
That it's the difference between sort of knocking on doors and trying to find,
is there somebody who will get me there?
Where's an opportunity? Versus just starting to do and become the person that is.
Yeah.
So that somebody knocks on your door and says, well, you seem to be a person who...
I want you.
Yeah.
So, and in terms of sales, it's a pull, not a push.
Yes, exactly.
Is, I'm not going to keep knocking on doors. I'm going to become the thing that draws people to my door, so they're banging on my door.
Yes.
Yeah.
And conceptually, some people might hear that and go, yeah, sure, that's obvious. But other people might think, I don't know what you mean by that.
There's a, James Corden has a story about this, which I may have said years ago in a podcast, where he wanted a seat at the table. And what he meant by that is he wanted to be one of the comedy writers in the UK or globally. And he wanted to be one of those people that he admired. And as was said to him, is there's literally no door to bang on. You can keep on saying it, but actually you need to go and become the thing, so that you don't even need an invitation to sit at the table. There's just a chair for you there.
Exactly.
So, and that means go away and start writing. Yeah. Start writing those scripts, which of course you did, and Gavin and Stacey.
But it can feel quite strange if you're doing that when you don't feel you've got the structure and the scaffolding around you that is going to then bring the success that you...
That's right. I'll be a comedy writer once the production company have given me a commission and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's very similar to acquaintances that I've had through the years who I talk to. I try and mentor people when I can, and they say, you know, they say, Woody, I'm not really a coach. I want to be a coach. And I say, just... A, start doing it, and B, start calling yourself that, and then it will feel real. Yeah. There's nobody out there in the world that's going to say you're suddenly a coach and you know, here are 10 clients. You have to start doing
it. I must have told you that story about being at a networking event, and we'd had the business for a number of years, and somebody said to me, oh, you must meet so-and-so, I'll call her.
It's Bob.
Phyllis. Yeah, it was a female, but yeah, exactly. Bobetta. And because she wants to set up a coaching, her own coaching company. She's left 8 job. And so she was then summarily introduced to me and spent the next 5 minutes looking over my shoulder for somebody in the room who might be able to help her set up a coaching company. And I was like, I wonder what you're looking for, who and what you're looking for, when actually, exactly as you say, you could be in a conversation right now
with a coach
talking about your coaching style or your how you've already coached people and what, you know, what else that would lead to so many more opportunities if you weren't looking away from this conversation to try to find someone else who can make you a coach.
I think part of this is, I think often we have an idea, particularly in when we're younger, but you know, even as adults, that there is something more sort of definitive and concrete out there in the world, and we just need to go and find it.
Yeah.
And I think often later in life you realise that that's not the case.
Yeah.
In fact, I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody about, even when you're inside a corporation, which is full of scaffolding and full of kind of process and contracts, and every time you go up through the ranks, so to speak, and into a new team and more senior, and you sort of open the door on your first meeting at that level, you kind of go, but I think we think that there is some, this whole other level of being, doing and knowledge that is, you know, we need to get to, whereas actually it's just what you are within you. And well, it's quite hard to understand.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And it's really what we're talking about here with this level of intention of really, this level of, are you happening to the world or is the world happening to you, is creativity. It's creating your own life. And it's not just about what you do, it's about who you become.
Yeah.
And in a way, that's much more powerful, because let's say you want to be a writer. If you become a writer, there's any number of ways that can be manifested. You could be a copywriter, you could write novels, or you could write poetry, you could write for your local magazine. There's any number of doing things that could come from that. But it's that becoming somebody who owns and knows that they can write. I write.
it makes me think of, there's a poem, which I'm going to read a little bit of, which I absolutely love, by David White, who's very popular at the moment, I know, and it's called Start Close In. And what I love about it is this notion of just do the next thing, just the next iteration of you. So the next conversation you have, the next way that you talk about yourself, the next way that you hold yourself in a room as you describe, you know, whatever the next project you're going to do, or the next, or your dreams or ambitions, that is the next building block. Yes. And what I love about this poem is he's not only saying it's the next thing, he's saying don't go any further.
Yes.
Because it's what we talk about, like with New Year's intentions. Actually, when the big when you've got that super intention of
you're looking across
and it's over there,
the chasm,
and it's so far away.
Yeah.
To become, you know, the sort of super fit, or to become, or to change your career, that's quite a long way away. Whereas if you're in one career and you want to become, I don't know, you want to work in environment, actually the next thing is to read that article and start and yeah. putting a blog out and start to talk about that and yeah. get passionate about it when you're in conversation, so that people feel that energy from
yeah.
you, that you're the person who talks about it in that
exactly.
way. And that, if you keep doing that, eventually it leads you'll be brought into conversations.
Well, I remember the first piece of work I did with 4D, and I was in a very different profession before I did this, a long time ago now. And you said to me, well, just, you know, I'm doing a women's program, Pen. Come and talk to them for 10 minutes during the day about your experience. And I was like, okay, well, fine, I'll do that. But that's not really
yeah.
the work. But of course,
it is the
work. It was the next step in yeah. the work. And then I did a bit more. Yeah. And then I did more.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just taking that first step. It's so true.
Yeah. So this poem, Start Close In. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing. Close in. The step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know. It's exactly what you just said. The pale ground beneath your feet. Your own way to begin the conversation. Start with your own question. Give up on other people's questions. Don't let them smother something simple. To hear another's voice, follow your own voice. Wait until that voice becomes an intimate private ear that can really listen to another. Start right now. Take a small step that you can call your own. Don't follow someone else's heroics. Be humble and focused. Start close in. Don't mistake that other for your own. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing. Close in. The step you don't want to
take.
It's
so nice, isn't it?
It's so good, isn't it? Don't go too far. Just the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, pick up the guitar and learn one chord.
Yes.
If you want to become a guitar player.
Yeah. So on a really kind of practical level, as an example, if you wanted to, what could example, you wanted to be a consultant for a company, for example, you wanted to sit on their board, you know, something quite big. Well, you can go through kind of interview processes and go knocking on doors, or you could find a local school or a local charity. You could start there. You could just start becoming the thing that ultimately companies will then want to come and knock on your door for.
Absolutely.
And once you take that first step, it is so interesting. Even if it seems like a really small thing, you've literally just taken a fork in the road.
Yeah,
that's right. Another fork in the road.
And every moment is a fork in the road. And you can layer this beautifully with the 4D model. That something that was very influential for me when I wanted to shift career was looking at a speaker that I really admired. And I absolutely absorbed how she moved physically across the space, how she made me feel emotionally, the kind of content and words that she was using. So those other three dimensions. So yeah. when for example, you want to become a non-exec director, let's say, or something like that, or sit on a board. It's also how you physically embody the conversation. So you might be talking over, you know, a drink with somebody.
Yeah.
But what's your body doing? Is your body signaling, I'm in this and this is where I'm going? Or is it going, it'd be good if I could? And it sort of gets slightly nervous. And that also relates to the emotion. Are you speaking from an emotional place that's just hopeful and wistful and other people do it? Or are you speaking from a place that's absolutely, you know,
curious, positive,
grounded, positive, curious, excited, yeah. you know, communicative, yeah. all of those things. So your other three dimensions are communicating to somebody whether you are absolutely on that path or whether you're looking at it yeah. from a distance.
Yeah. And on a more kind of wooey, universal level, there is also something, I think, and I think you agree with this, there's also something energetically about when you start behaving in a certain way and walking into something, becoming something, doing something that you ultimately want in your future, the energy that you give off will start attracting different conversations, people, opportunities into your universe. Yeah. It's almost unavoidable.
Yeah. And actually that really links to the other part of it, which of course is narrative. That if your story is, so I'm going to go back to the woman in the networking event. If your story is, I'm really hoping to.
Yeah.
Or I'd really like to. Or one day.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, you know, it's feeling difficult. I don't know how to. Versus I'm starting to coach.
Yes.
I'm broadening my coaching.
I'm broadening my portfolio.
Yeah, my portfolio, exactly. I'm integrating a coaching practice into my consultancy work or whatever it might be. And it makes me think of when we first set up 4D. And I mean, I'm sure I've told you this, of walking into a large blue chip in the city, into the big, you know, glass marble reception with our newly printed business cards, with a company name that at the time was really alien because it was so new and it had just been a concept. And saying, I'm Philippa Waller, director at 4D Human Being. And of course,
didn't quite feel real.
And it's that bridge where it's true. It's not false, but you're allowing yourself to we call it running ahead. Yeah. Just step into it and own it a little bit before it feels real. And of course, that's anything creative that anybody listening who's working for a company or in a team, that didn't exist a few years ago.
Exactly.
That team has been formed, you know, we're an X team. That team is, that feels real now.
Yeah, well, look at what 4D Human Being is now. I mean, it's very real.
It's very real, exactly. And same with the company. So in your own entrepreneurship or solopreneurship, your own creation of your own life in a way that you might create a company, you've got to do that running ahead and own it, just as David White says, just take that step and own it before you've taken a second or third step.
And you can take this even sort of further and outside the context of the work and the doing and the achieving of life. You can think of this just in terms of who you are and who you are becoming. And of course, we love that wonderful Michelle Obama video that we saw recently.
Oh, every day you practice who you become.
In all four dimensions, you know, how you behave, what you say, how you feel, how you make others feel.
Yep.
And whilst it might not feel like it, those choices that you make every day are the next building block of who you're going to become tomorrow.
Whereas what you said, it's not just sort of every new year or every season. It's every moment of every day is a fork in the road. And every choice that we make in that moment is practicing who we're becoming. And I think I did a little video, you might have seen it on social media, of being an actor, which is exactly the same. And this isn't about pretending or not being authentic, but the analogy really holds that if you go into a rehearsal room for 5 weeks and every day you are practicing that role and you're using a different accent, vocal accent, you're walking differently, you've got a very different character or personality that you're playing, you're in different relationships, you've got different super objectives, as they call them, different wants, you're a totally different character and you're playing that every day so that when you get up on stage, people are going to pay money to come and see you because they believe you, because it's so real, because you are that thing. And that's exactly like life. You are basically practicing every single day the role that you are going to perform for yourself and other people. And I just think but you know, that puts the power right in your hands because the next choice you make in terms of how you react to something is practicing
who
you're going to be. Isn't that just glorious?
And that will then also dictate who is pulled into your universe.
Who knocks on your door and says, come this way. Yeah. I want you for this.
I know.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is wonderful. I love it.
Become a 4D human being.
Yeah.
Set your intention. Practice who you want to become. Don't worry about knocking on other people's doors. Become the thing and they will be banging your door down. Isn't it exciting?
It is. It's amazing.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the 4D Human Being podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show.
Do take on board some of the insights, tools and tips, because every time that you try something new to get back to choice, you are making a vote for the you that you want to become. And I love that phrase, Pen.
I do too. And please do share this episode with somebody that you know would really benefit from the lessons and learnings we've been chatting about today.
And of course, if you're interested in more from 4D Human Being, do get in touch. We run workshops, trainings, online, in person, conference events and keynotes. We've got the 4D On Demand platform for your whole organization. And we do have a free essentials membership where anybody can sign up for absolutely free to access some of our insights, tools and tips. So do get in touch with us if you'd like to hear more. We cannot wait to hear from you and to carry on the conversation.